This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson. We're here at TIECON 2006 in Boston, Massachusetts. It's the first big day of the conference, and I have a guest here who has just spoken at a fascinating keynote about China and India and the place in a flattened world and some of the stresses and the diversity and some of the interesting forces that are shaping business entrepreneurship in India, in China, and also how that reflects here in the United States and some of the history of those trends as well. I'm here with Howard Anderson, who is the founder of the Yankee Group and Battery Ventures. Welcome to the podcast.
My pleasure. It sounds like a fun podcast.
You had a term that you said, China makes the atoms and India is interested in molecules. Can you expand
electrons,
on that a little bit?
Electrons.
Can you explain
yes.
that a little bit?
Atoms are physical things. So when I send a letter, I'm sending atoms through the mail. When I send an electronic mail message, I'm sending electrons. Software is an electronic product, electrons. Cars are atoms. And my view is that China wants both. India is going to specialize in electrons. They need both also.
You had also an interesting comment about the role of women in a flattened world and how, I think, basically if I can kind of paraphrase it, that the way that Japan had treated its women had, or at least treated the role of women in the society, had a major influence on how it's able to be successful in the flattened world. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Japan ran out of good people. They never looked at women who are well-educated. China and India have a much better view of women, so they have twice the educated population to draw upon. Japan essentially priced itself out of the market. Costs were very high, and Japan has faltered. That's one of the reasons.
And you also spoke about China, India needing to diversify, China realizing its potential soon. Where does that leave the U.S., say, at that 2016 point?
It'd be nice to say we always move to advance, more technical, but China's moving there too. We've always pushed out some of the labor-intensive businesses to the third world. It's going to be more and more challenging for the United States.
And what about the role of adversity and stress in driving something forward? What kinds of adversities and stresses do you see here in the United States versus India that are going to sort of have those two in that competitive race?
Our adversity here is a high expectation of benefits, a high expectation of long vacation times, of shorter work weeks. That makes it more and more difficult. Example, France. France, there are 6 mandatory weeks of vacation. I never started an office in France because I didn't want to buy into that social cost. So France lost some of those jobs. The United States will lose some of those jobs too because we will have a high cost of social services.
You also spoke of a respect for copying in China and how it's a very different attitude from what we have here. Do you think that's something that we in the United States can learn from, and is it something that India can learn in the game as well?
Yeah, I think smart companies have always been quick to adopt innovation. We talk about the NIH concept, not invented here. Good companies learn from everybody. Countries should also learn from everybody. There are things from India that we should learn, but there's things from China that India should learn.
And what kinds of things are people learning from the U.S. right now? Because it seems like the game is really shifting rather rapidly.
One of the things that we teach here is that just because a company is young and upstart doesn't mean that they can't be trusted and be innovative. That has been the real generator of jobs and ideas here. And that is something that India and China are also appreciating. Europe never did. Japan never did. There are not innovative companies in Japan like you would have expected. They genuflect to the god of security. So someone works for one of the Koretsus, doesn't leave. Here, someone leaves a major corporation, even if he doesn't succeed, he is rewarded by society for trying and to try again.
And here in the United States, I think we were somewhat wedded, I think, to the security and the company and the system. That's shifting a lot. Where do you think people here can go now?
Well, if you look at where jobs are created, they're created by young upstart companies. What also happens, and we had a very vibrant venture industry, and we've got 750 venture firms here that invest in new companies. But they're also not just staying here. They're starting offices in India and in China. So just because the money comes here doesn't mean it stays here.
I've been speaking today with Howard Anderson, who is the founder of the Yankee Group and Battery Ventures, on a fascinating look. You've just spoken in a keynote. And thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Okay. Thank you.